What if your destiny isn't fixed at all, but a canvas awaiting your conscious creation? This revolutionary perspective forms the heart of heartfulness meditation as taught by Kamlesh D. Patel, Dajji. Through specific heart-centered practices, we can literally redesign the blueprint of our future by removing the impressions that limit our potential. The transformative power of these techniques has made heartfulness a global phenomenon, embraced by spiritual leaders like the Dalai Lama and incorporated into corporate mindfulness programs at companies like Google and Microsoft. But the most compelling evidence comes from practitioners whose lives have been fundamentally transformed, people who've broken free from seemingly fixed patterns to create lives of purpose, meaning, and profound inner peace. We exist within the dimensions of time and space, constantly forming impressions in our energy field that create a blueprint for our future experiences. These impressions, or samskaras, accumulate through thoughts, emotions, and actions, creating patterns that determine what unfolds in our lives. The revolutionary insight of heartfulness is that by removing these impressions through specific practices, we can erase this blueprint and expand our possibilities beyond what seems fated. Three principles help us approach destiny practically. First, we can only change our destiny in the present moment. The past is gone, and the future hasn't arrived. Second, we create destiny primarily through our thoughts, particularly our likes and dislikes, both of which bind us. Third, we're not designing just our individual destiny, but evolving collectively. Yogic tradition recognizes three bodies: the physical body, stula sharir, the mental, subtle body, sukshma sharir, and the causal body, soul, karana sharir. While the physical body and soul have limited malleability, the subtle body, our mind, is fully transformable and key to designing our destiny. Like a house where only the living space can be renovated, we can transform our consciousness through the subtle body, evolving from self-centered to inclusive, reactive to responsive, and complexity to simplicity. Heartfulness meditation focuses on divine light within the heart. When thoughts arise, we acknowledge them and return to meditation, like clouds passing across the sky. The practice's core element is transmission, pranahuti, cosmic energy flowing from guide to seeker that removes inner complexities and accelerates spiritual growth. This process creates inner stillness, allowing us to notice subtle aspects of consciousness typically overlooked in daily life. Modern life has made chronic stress epidemic. Relaxation, the first core heartfulness practice, is essential for unwinding physically and calming emotional distress. Without physical relaxation, meditation becomes difficult, like trying to read while being poked. The ultimate goal is samadhi, where meditator and meditation object become one. We're already meditating naturally when we focus attention, and what we meditate on shapes what we become. Like physical exercise, meditation progress includes plateaus where growth seems to pause. The key is persistence through restlessness. While some sessions feel profound and others ordinary, each contributes to growth. As consciousness expands, we may temporarily lose bearings in these deeper territories, like exploring an unmapped cave system. Most minds remain in reactive wandering, like autumn leaves blown by wind, letting circumstances dictate our path. To design our destiny, we must service our mind as we would maintain a high-performance vehicle. Without this meditative practice, we're simply stranded on life's highway. Heartfulness cleaning removes impurities and emotional heaviness from our minds. These accumulations form through repeated patterns, creating fixed impressions, samskaras, in our subtle body that become the foundation of our habits, fears, and desires. Impressions develop through exposure and desire, like noticing a rose's fragrance, then seeking it, then wanting to possess it. Even small desires can trigger chain reactions that complicate our lives, leaving mental imprints, whether fulfilled or not. Think of consciousness as a whiteboard. Emotional reactions leave marks that eventually clutter our clarity. Cleaning erases these marks, restoring our natural perception. The practice involves sitting quietly and imagining impurities leaving a smoke from the back. We remain alert witnesses for 20-25 minutes until achieving inner lightness, then connect with the source for pure energy. While typically done in the evening, we should also clean immediately when disturbed, like spot cleaning rather than waiting for the evening wash. Prayer in heartfulness transcends religion, functioning as a connection with the source. Like osmosis, prayer creates a differential between ourselves and divinity, allowing spiritual nourishment to flow. Divine grace moves into the vacuum created by our sincere yearning, much like water flowing from high to low concentration. The effectiveness of prayer depends on our attitude. Humility and receptivity create the necessary vacuum while ego blocks it. Like an empty cup ready for fresh water, our hearts must be free from pretense. Prayer weakens when it becomes mechanical. The power of authentic prayer is tangible. The previous guide, Charaji, could create such profound shifts in consciousness that participants physically felt the change. The subtlety of our approach determines our connection's strength. In practicing heartfulness techniques, relaxation, meditation, cleaning, and prayer, attitude prevents mechanical repetition. Like a musician approaching their instrument with reverence, our spiritual practice requires genuine devotion. Without sincere interest, practice becomes mere motion without heart, while the right approach brings vibrancy to our practice. Daji emphasizes that self-transformation must precede social change. Just as we need money to give financial help, we need inner peace to offer it to others. Our meditation practice creates subtle vibrations that influence our environment. Children, being naturally sensitive, often respond first by becoming calmer. Pets and plants also react to these refined energies. When like-minded people gather, their collective energy multiplies rather than simply adds, creating a more powerful field of influence. We unconsciously affect our surroundings through our consciousness, similar to how perfume naturally diffuses. A room's atmosphere differs noticeably after an argument versus after meditation. Through consistent spiritual practice, we purify our traits and become vessels for transformation, creating ripples that benefit both present and future generations. Evolution encompasses both biological and consciousness transformation. Through heartfulness practices, we purify our subtle body, our heart and mind's energy field, bringing clarity like still water. As consciousness expands, intelligence becomes heart-centered, with intuition growing stronger and intellect serving the heart's wisdom. At death, while the physical body dissolves, our subtle body continues its journey based on established vibratory patterns. Designing your destiny demands active engagement. As Khalil Gibran wrote, "Work is love made visible." This applies equally to meditation. Success flows from genuine commitment, and inner balance keeps us steady despite external circumstances. The heartfulness way helps make such states permanent as we progress toward the ultimate.